It's been 31 years since Chuck Cumanelli started the annual Bob Dylan birthday show here in Rochester. And Chuck passed away in 2001, but who knew? Another local band picked up the show, and I'm here with Don Cristiano and Rhea Coulter, who are going to be putting it on again Friday, the 31st edition of this event. Chuck had some real strong interest in Dylan, I know. Did you guys, were you guys also into it?
Well, when I first started doing Dylan Night, I could have cared less about Bob Dylan, actually. Okay. The only song I really knew of his was I Shall Be Released, and I thought that was a great song, but over the years, I've grown really fond of all the different versions of Bob Dylan sung by our guests and our friends here in Rochester.
Yeah, how about you, Don?
I've always been a Dylan fan. Yeah. From the get-go, back in the 60s, where I come from.
But and are still there.
Still yes. lives. Yes.
Yeah. You guys have any particular songs you remember as being standouts?
Oh, I always liked Phil Marshall's version of Maggie's Farm. Yeah. That's a big favorite of mine. And, he's pretty wild. And Stan Merrill, Knockin' on Heaven's Door is one of my favorites.
How difficult is it to get these people together in a rehearsal and create these songs?
That varies.
That's like herd and
from
cats.
Being like from being very easy to being very difficult. Some people come in and have a very strong idea of what they're going to do. They have a roadmap and their songs are charted out in great detail. Some people come in and say, I want it to sound like Dark. So it could be anywhere to we have total reign to make the arrangement to something that we will follow musically, chart-wise. So
I was going to say, there's a big variety of experience, too. You've got some professional musicians who play all the time, and then you've got people who've never been on stage before, and sometimes those are my favorite people. And often you get a bad rehearsal, and when you get on stage, that particular piece will shine for some reason.
Yeah, so. I always enjoy listening to the musicians kind of rehearsing and trying to work through their ideas. We actually have a little eavesdropping from some of these sessions.
I
guess I missed where the
stop.
Pause.
I paused after the third line, but
so it really doesn't change.
Close at the break of dawn, above the window, and I'll be gone.
Does anybody ever try to sound like Bob Dylan?
Yes, that has happened, but I think the norm is for people to just be themselves and take on their own version of a song. Dylan is Dylan, and really, it's incredibly hard to actually sing or phrase, especially phrasing exactly like he does.
You mentioned that one of your absolutely favorite performances is by Scott Regan.
Yeah, I think it was, it's probably about at least 10 years ago, if not even more at this point, but he wanted to do the song Shooting Star that year, and he came to rehearsal, and we record all the rehearsals, so we have a reference, and it was just a beautiful recording of that song, and I think it's my favorite of all the ones that we've done so far.
Okay, the show is Friday at the Love and Cup Bistro and Brew, so we can go out on Scott's Shooting Star.
Seen a shooting star tonight, I thought of you. Trying to break into a different world I never knew. Always kind of wondered if you ever made it through. Seen a shooting star tonight, and I thought of you.